It's a privilege to welcome you this morning. We welcome you this morning to this celebration of life service for Wayne Miller. The life that Wayne lived gives us the freedom this morning to be here to celebrate his life. Wayne was a farmer in every aspect of his life. A farmer being one that cares for what he has. Wayne cared for his livestock. Early in his married life, they had Holstein cows, and he took very good care of them. And later in his life, he had Charolais cattle, and he was proud of his Charolais cattle, and he had some very good cattle. He took care of his land. He kept it neat. He kept his waterways mowed, and he was always trying to make it better. He cared for his machinery. Machinery is important to a farmer, and he always kept it in order. He cared for his community, for his church, and for his friends. Wayne was one to help out those in need with monetary gifts. At times he would just silently give you a check and said, "See that this gets to so-and-so." Wayne loved his family. He loved all of them in a special way. Wayne probably never had a heart quite as big as Audrey's, but it was a really, really close second. And Wayne knew his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this morning, let us be thankful that we are able to share a small part of the life that Wayne lived here on this earth. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning that you so faithfully walked in this life with Wayne through trials and through situations that we don't even know existed. But you were faithful to him. And he called on you as a friend and as a partner through his walk in life. And Lord, we thank you for making a way after this earthly walk, making a place that Wayne can enjoy throughout eternity. And so we just thank you that we are able to share in the life that Wayne lived. We are the beneficiaries of what you have provided here for us. So as we go on from here, let these memories sustain us and just be with us the rest of the service, especially touch the family, be close to them. Guide and direct. In the name we ask it. Amen.
I invite you to turn in your hymnals to number 575. As you look at the words of this song, I think it speaks to Wayne's heart as he was waiting for the Lord's timing to take him home. Please join us, number 575.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on.
Thank you.
I will read you the in your program. You have the obituary. We will read a part, just a small part of Wayne's life. Wayne Lamont Miller was born November 29, 1925, in rural Johnson County, the son of Murray S. and Katie Marner Miller. He attended Hickory Grove School, and it's ironic that later in life, Wayne and Audrey built their house right across the road from Hickory Grove School. I think that was a place of many, you know, fond memories. He was baptized at 13 years of age and became a member of the Lower Deer Creek Mennonite Church, where he was an adult and a primary superintendent, MYF sponsors, trustee, and then Sunday school teacher. And it's ironic also that later in Wayne's life, Wayne, through his own initiative and monetary values, he started our videotape ministry. He would sit up there in that little window and videotape our services every Sunday morning, and then he would give them to whoever wanted them as remembrance. Wayne was united in marriage to Audrey Brenneman on December 24, 1946. He was a lifelong farmer in the Wellman area. In his younger days, Wayne was active in MDS service, and Wayne and Audrey served on the MCC Relief Sale Committee in the early years of the sale in Iowa.
The sale was first held at the Armory and McCleary Cummings Building, or McCleary Building, in Washington, later at the University of Iowa Recreation Building, and to its current location at the Johnson County Fairgrounds. Wayne and Audrey made many long-lasting relationships while serving on that committee. Wayne specifically asked that Dick and I have a part in their service today because one of those special relationships was with my parents, Edwin and Lucille Schwarzendruber. They worked together for years, I repeat, years, on the food committee at all of those locations that I mentioned earlier. Their friendship really clicked, so to speak. Not sure if it was because of farming, food, family with three children, maybe because a son-in-law sang in the Deer Creek Boys, or maybe because they were a little short on the hair on the top.
Wayne enjoyed woodworking, and he shared his talents with each of his family members. He also enjoyed his cattle, his goats, and other exotic animals. Wayne enjoyed his family, especially the grandchildren and the great grandchildren. Wayne passed away on Tuesday, October 23rd, 2018, at the Pleasant View home in Kelowna at the age of 92 years.
Wayne and Audrey left a rich heritage for their family. Kenton and Barb of Iowa City, Dennis and Rosie of Wellman, and Laurel and Sid Rowland also of Wellman. 7 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren, and I emphasize that they were great. He also is survived by his sister, Pauline Yoder of Kelowna, brother-in-law Claire and his wife, Faye Brenneman of Colorado, sister-in-law Nida Erb of Kelowna. He was preceded in death by his parents, brother Stanley, and grandson Andrew.
So we were lucky enough to have a family gathering on Friday night. And as we were sitting around sharing memories of my Grandpa Wayne, the man that he was became abundantly clear. Grandpa had an unwavering faith in God, a relentless work ethic, and a sincere love for his family. And at the end of the day, he was able to find a moment to make a joke or play a trick on people to make them laugh. One of the earliest memories shared of Grandpa was making a toy metal tractor to win the favor of Claire Brenneman. This, of course, had ulterior motives, as he was hoping to get to know the person he really wanted to win the favor of, my grandma Audrey. His efforts eventually paid off, and after they were married, they quickly became actively involved in the community and church. Grandpa was asked to be a superintendent for Sunday school, which was a bit more involved in that day. Reportedly, there was some doubts that he could do the job, but we imagine he worked diligently to overcome this, and he was quite successful. Grandpa Wayne was never afraid of hard work or adversity. He showed this even when he was a boy. Grandpa desperately wanted a pony, but instead his dad bought him a calf. He was told that if he wanted to ride something so badly, that he could ride the calf. So he tried to do just that, which went about as well as one would expect when you were trying to ride a calf. Grandpa had a love for farming and a way with animals, knowing exactly when extra help was needed. In one instance, Grandpa called the vet because he knew something was wrong with one of his cows having difficulty delivering her calf. The vet came and was eventually able to deliver triplet calves, an exceptionally rare event. Over the years, Grandpa raised everything from cows to llamas, pigs to peacocks, and goats to guinea hens, conquering the unknowns of each to lovingly raise them successfully. That's not to say things didn't occasionally go awry. For example, there was a time that Grandpa Wayne asked Mitch to help move a cow and her new calf. Grandpa assured Mitch that the cow would stay close to her calf. Well, that cow had a different idea. She went after Mitch, being protective of her calf, and chased him all the way to the house. No one had any idea Mitch could run that fast, including Grandpa, who chuckled when recalling the event. Grandpa's ingenuity and hard work also showed itself in many other ways. He had a knack for design and math and could quickly sit down with a pencil and paper and sketch out a plan to build what was needed around the farm, whether it was a hog stable or a plaid skirt for his daughter. One day when coming in for lunch, Grandma Audrey was sitting at the sewing table working on a new skirt for Laurel. After multiple attempts at lining the patterns up, she was growing increasingly frustrated and ready to give up. Grandpa reassured her that they could figure it out together, and they sat down with Grandma, and they were quickly able to piece everything together. That is just the way his mind worked. When Grandpa was in his early 20s, with the assistance of Wallace Gingrich, the local welder, he cobbled together a small tractor using a Wisconsin engine, a transmission from an old truck, and parts from a Model A. How he knew these things would fit together to form a tractor, I will never know. Dennis recalled that tractor still being on the farm as he grew up and having many fun times after church playing on it with friends. Grandpa had a meticulous eye for detail and took pride in doing things the right way. This was apparent in the works of carpentry and woodworking that he crafted. All of his children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren cherished the projects created for them, including furniture, shadow boxes, toy barns, dollhouses, music boxes, and little chairs. They remember fondly playing with the toys over the years, and these will be passed on for generations to come. Grandpa's attention to detail also showed in his hobbies for photography and videography. When he would get ready to take a picture or shoot a home movie, he would get out his light meter, set up extra lights if needed, and check his exposures carefully to ensure that he captured the memory in just the right way. Dennis and Kenton fondly remember a road trip they took to California in a green 1948 Pontiac, and remember Grandpa documenting the journey with many photographs. Just recently, Grandpa revealed that if he hadn't been a farmer, he would have liked to have become a professional photographer. Many of you may not know this, but Grandpa Wayne's other hobby was playing tricks on people when they least expected it. All of the grandchildren remember a time when Grandpa Wayne got the best of them, whether it involved fake vomit, snapping gum, or phony melted ice cream on the floor. We specifically remember a time when a few of us grandkids were eating ice cream bars in Grandpa and Grandma's living room, and Grandpa had a phony ice cream bar that looked like it was melting. Grandpa put it on the floor to make it look like one of us had dropped our ice cream bar on the floor, creating a mess. Grandpa convinced Grandma that this needed to be cleaned up right away, causing her to jump up and rush to clean this up. I'm sure many of us can imagine that. only to find that he had played a trick on her. Grandpa always wanted to make sure that the grandkids had fun when we visited. Some of the fond memories of the grandkids and great-grandkids have a visiting are looking for candy in his bedroom, putting pennies in the gumball machine, and getting $5 for scoring a 50 on his ring toss game that he made. Grandpa always loved having us in the house, even when we got into mischief. Like the time Mitch and Chuck broke three light bulbs playing stickball in the shop, or making homemade slushies with a claw hammer and frozen bottles of soda. Grandpa certainly had lots of patience, but he had even more love and faith. He truly lived a life as a compassionate servant of God. Grandpa not only lived his life in a faithful manner, but exhibited the true meaning of this through his actions. Not long ago at Pleasant View, Grandpa met a man that often ate at his table. The man looked 20 years younger than Grandpa, strong, healthy, and capable. But he had dementia and did not talk very much. Though Grandpa was often introverted, the two became quick buddies. One day, at an activity in the chapel, the man came in and grabbed Grandpa by the arm and said, "Come on, Wayne, let's get out of here. I want you to come to my church. The people there are common people, and you will feel right at home." The man told Grandpa, "You are my friend." To the very end, Grandpa saw the best in everybody and treated everyone as he would want to be treated. Grandpa incorporated the love of God and faith into every family event we had. One of the highlights of every Christmas was reenacting the Christmas story. Of course, we were all dressed up as well. He enjoyed seeing his children, grandchildren, and finally his great-grandchildren grow in their faith and accept Christ as their Savior. Grandpa instilled in his family all of these values that we passed on for generations to come. Grandpa, you will be dearly missed. I am sure that we will pass on the stories about you to future generations. But I know that we will each hold on to these special memories, along with many others in our hearts forever.
When troubles surround us, when sorrows come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, He doesn't forget. He sends down His love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sends His pure, sweet love, a sign from many days. He searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but he wasn't forgotten. God sent him His love. His pure, sweet love, a sign from above, on the wings of a dove. When Jesus went down to the water, waters that day. He was baptized in the usual way. When it was done, God blessed his son. He sent him his
quite a while. We would visit Dad. Us kids would visit Dad on Sunday night. Lately, on Sunday night, Rosie brought her guitar, and we'd close the door, and we'd sing most of the night. This is meaningful to Dad. But I think it was to us, too. And we put together a medley of like 6 of those songs that we sing those nights. And we want our family to sing those songs. And we want you, the congregation, to help sing. The first song, these are worship songs and songs that affirm Dad's faith and our faith. They're familiar to us. The first song is I'll Fly Away.
Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away to that home on God's celestial shore.
Melt and mold me. Thank you for that. I think those songs, they bring comfort and peace to us. But, wow, what great worship. And I can just see God smiling down on us as He sees this worship today. And also, boy, those nights, those Sunday nights as a family worshiping together. What a great joy. Scripture readings. Today there's three that Wayne had chosen, and I think they just exemplify this this confidence, this trust that he had in God, and also a great joy. And I'll say I love seeing these pictures that were up here because back before digital photos, it's hard to capture a smile, but there were some great smiles and exchanges with family members. So what a great joy it is to be up here today to see this. First reading is from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your path straight. Next reading is from Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And the final reading is from Romans chapter 8, verses 28 through 31. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?
Pray. Loving Father, as we gather this morning, as we hear those beautiful songs, as we hear the scripture read, we thank you for being here with us. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on these scriptures and the lessons we have learned, we pray that you would guide this time together in a way that brings you honor and glory and praise and allows us the privilege of remembering our brother, Wayne Miller. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When I first started thinking about this message, I had all three scriptures in mind to preach from, and was going to use all three that Wayne pointed out, and I decided I'm not sure any of us could endure that, and so I decided to use the one that he emphasized the most in his arrangements, and that is the one from Proverbs. And it probably fits the best for this morning as well, because if we remember the Proverbs are set by a father as lessons, as wisdom that he wants to share with his son. In other words, it's a father living into the life of his son with these words of wisdom. And this is just two pieces, if you will, of the wisdom that a daddy is sharing with his son. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. A recurrent theme in my visits with Wayne was the godly heritage that he was part of. Of course, he liked genealogy and talking the old stories and things like that, and I'm a genealogist. Oh, well, maybe not genealogist. I sort of like the stuff. And we would make connections and we'd talk about things that happened up and down Deer Creek. And it was important to him in the midst of that conversation to point out to me that he is a fifth generation LDCer. That he was brought into the LDC right at the very beginning, from the time he was born. He even told me how many days after he was born he came to his first church service at Lower Deer Creek. And he would emphasize that Laurel is the sixth generation at LDC and their children, Mitch and Katie, as seventh. Heritage is an interesting thing, really. Heritage is something that we don't have any control over. Heritage is built before us, if you will. And we can give thanks for it. And we can celebrate it. But ultimately, heritage stops with us. We can no longer build back into it. However, legacy is something we build into the future. It is a gift, if you will, that we can give the generations that follow after us. And this one scripture seems to pull it together a little bit more than the others. Wayne wanted us to focus on this proverb, Chapter 3, 5, and 6, which interestingly enough came up in our devotions this morning as well. I think that's sort of the Lord affirming that this is a scripture for this morning. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. That's pretty profound. So much of life is beyond our control. And it would be easy to say in one way or another on this day that we celebrate Wayne's life that, boy, he really did it well and things went so well for Wayne. But we know, any of us who have lived around long enough around Wayne, that not every day was wonderful and not every day was gilded. And those of us who walked with him through the passing of Audrey 4¾ years ago, remember that was really hard. Those days were hard. Life is beyond our control, but the way we respond to life is always in our control. We can choose how we embrace the life around us. Wayne's life this morning has passed into heritage. Yours as a family, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren. Wayne is your heritage. Now we live as legacy into those things that he laid out before us, those things he lived into, his faith, his family, and his community. He celebrated his family. He loved his family. He loved walking with you. He loved the things in your life that happened and that you shared with him. The Sunday evenings he would always talk about. And then he'd give the news of what's going on in each of your families. It made a pastoral visit really go quite quickly. Also was a really fast way to get caught up with everybody. He loved you as family. He also enjoyed this community. He enjoyed being part of it, saying he was part of this church, saying he was a part of what was going on in MCC, part of what was going on at IMS, Pleasant View. This community was in his heart, and he lived into it. He celebrated it. And Wayne was not bashful, at least with me, about sharing his faith, what he believed, what he was passionate about, what he wanted to live into, what he wanted to see happen. He lived out his faith with others. So my question this morning then is, with this proverb in our minds, how are we going to carry on this heritage into the legacy that we get the privilege of, if you will, sharing with the next generation? So let's reflect once more. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. This is the way that Wayne stood upon the promises that were handed to him. This is how Wayne tried to live them out into his life. And I don't know whether it left an impression on you, but I know it did on me. Let us honor those who have come before us in the faith by standing on the promises of the Word of God as they're shared with us, and that they were lived out by those who have come before us.
This is one of the songs that Dad had on his list that we could sing at his funeral, Standing on the Promises.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let His praises sing. Glory to the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the doubts and storms and fear assail, by His living word I shall not fail. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every morning to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
You're invited to a fellowship meal that follows. It's prepared downstairs. Those of you that are not going to the gravesite are welcome to go on downstairs and get started. The family will join you as soon as we're back from the cemetery. Thank you for coming this morning. Let us join our hearts together in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great love, your great mercy. We thank you, Lord, for examples that you've given us through the saints that have passed before us. We thank you, Lord, for Wayne and all he shared and did among us that showed his faith, that showed his love. Heavenly Father, as we go, may we carry his example with us as one of the ways that we can live out our faith in life today. May your peace, Lord, rest upon us. We pray that the Holy Spirit would comfort the family in these days. Heavenly Father, bless the meal that we're going to partake of together, that the food would bless our bodies with the strength we need to better serve you, and the fellowship would bless our lives and make them richer. Now go with us, Lord, guiding us every step of the way as we walk for you. In Jesus' name, amen.